The major percentage of the coffee in this country is consumed in the form of mixed soluble beverages. You know those product lines as Rick Coffee, Frisco, Coffee Haze. This is a cheap, relatively cheap product, price-wise, but it's also not necessarily just a price issue. It's a taste profile that is unique, in fact, to the South African market. There's no other market in the world that consumes this mixture that we consume here under those brands, which is a mixture of chicory, coffee, approximately 50% of the brand, of the product, and dextrose. There are internationally very many chicory stroke coffee blends, but not this soluble, which includes the dextrose, the malty taste that comes with dextrose. This is the situation, I think, with most consumer products, I'm talking food and beverage, is that there are reasons that dictate a recipe or a blend, which often is not our economic, that in time become a taste. I mean, you've got a situation in central, in Turkey, Greece, Yugoslavia, the Middle East, Arab countries, Palestine, where 70, 80, 90 years ago, when Brazil dominated 70% of world coffee supply, that economically, and to a degree, I suppose, with poor water, they used to buy the very low-grade Brazilian coffees. Coffees that had been badly dried, got wet again, they got damaged, but for those markets became main coffee supply. But today, they are the taste of a Turkish coffee. I mean, economically, within our market, it was an affordable beverage. Coffee mixed with chicory, and then when it came to solubles, adding to it the dextrose, which gave it a bit of body and filler and maltiness. But it is a taste. I mean, even in our office here, where the staff have the availability to them of the finest coffees, we've got espresso machines, filter machines, they can have whatever they want, free. However, we do have to buy these mixed solubles because we've got members of staff who don't like pure coffee, but they like this beverage. But that dominates this market, and in terms of consumption, dominates probably about 84% of the total consumption in this market of what is labeled as coffee.